diseases. Now, when did they come about? Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the popular book, War of the Worldviews. Well, Ken, surely Christians would be able to answer that question. Diseases came into the world because of sin, right?
Well, Mark, did you know the majority of Christians can't be consistent in this regard? You see, let me tell you why. Sadly, I found that most Christians believe that the world is billions of years old. Thus, they have to believe that the fossil layers were formed over millions of years before man. Now, the fossil layers are full of dead things. There's evidence of violence and suffering, and there's evidence of disease. In fact, most of the common sorts of diseases we observe in today's world, we also see evidence of in the fossil record, even cancer. Dinosaur bones, supposedly millions of years old, show evidence of this terrible disease. Now, at the end of the sixth day of creation, God said everything was very good. Could the world have been full of cancer and disease at that time? Of course not. Disease is the result of sin and the curse. But those Christians who believe in millions of years would have to say that God calls cancer very good. Now, that's a shocking thought. It's so important to take God's word in Genesis as literal history.
If we accept the Bible's very first book as true history, then with the easy answer to the age-old question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world if God is all-powerful? Ken Ham has the answer from the Bible, and it's presented on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.